Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick may get another shot at playing professional football. The NFL has invited all of its teams to a private workout for Kaepernick this Saturday in Atlanta. Kaepernick, as you might remember, sued the league for colluding to keep him off the field. During the 2016 season, Kaepernick started kneeling during the anthem to protest police brutality against black people. Many of his fellow players around the league also joined him, but the protest angered some fans and team owners. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
So tell us a little bit more about what's going to happen at this workout on Saturday.
Well, this is a question. It was all a little bit hastily thrown together, but it will be in Atlanta at the Atlanta Falcons practice facility. Kaepernick himself was only told about it earlier this week and just given a couple hours to agree, which he did. Workouts, which are usually done by an assistant coach, and it will be done by Joe Philbin, or sometimes it's done by a coach, a personal coach who's worked with the athletes. These things are de rigueur, so it will be a classic quarterback workout, which is he throws a bunch of drills. He shows that he could run. We see that he's still, you know, got athleticism and an arm. The question is, who will go? Who will be watching Kaepernick? Because if Kaepernick just found about it, the team's just found out about it. So a few outlets are doing a rundown, kind of a catch-as-catch-can rundown, where they call the Cincinnati Bengals, "You going?" And they say, "Yeah, we think we're going. Jets and Giants are going. New England Patriots are going to go, even though they have a great quarterback. But, you know, Los Angeles Rams aren't going." I was interested to learn that the Chicago Bears coach, Matt Nagy, said he wasn't sure whether the Bears would send anyone to the workout. He was focused on the game with the Rams. I'd like to know if Matt Nagy realizes his quarterback is Mitch Trubisky. This is not a good situation for the Bears. He should maybe send someone to watch Kaepernick.
That's really an interesting process. I want to talk to you a little bit about
this. Is it a process? Can we use the word process?
I don't know what to call it. But Kaepernick and the NFL actually settled a lawsuit earlier this year after Kaepernick, as I said, accused the league of colluding to keep him out of a job. What do you think led to the league giving him this chance now?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. And like I said, it seems that Team Kaepernick wasn't exactly sure. But at least to judge them by good faith motives, they seem to at least be doing what they can to give him a showcase. They recently partnered with Jay-Z. Maybe he's a Kaepernick fan. Maybe that has a Kaepernick business partner. Maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe it's a bona fide effort to do right by this guy who they won't admit by terms of the settlement that they did wrong by. But every bit of evidence shows that he was kept out of the NFL because of his political stance and kneeling. As a matter of fact, and this is just empirical, he has the best statistics of any quarterback who never played another game, not due to retirement or injury. So that says a lot.
I remember hearing that. It does say a lot. I'm also thinking, though, he only had a couple of days to prepare. He's 32 years old now. It's been more than 2 years since he's played in an NFL game. That's a long layoff. I mean,
yes.
Do you think he can be a successful NFL quarterback after all this time?
This will be in the minds of the coaches and evaluators, but he has been practicing extremely hard. He's really athletic. I mean, he was at times not a great quarterback, but at times a great quarterback. At times, a play away from winning the Super Bowl, and those times weren't that long ago. And the his opposite number in that game, Joe Flacco, was the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos until he got hurt and wasn't as good as Kaepernick post-Super Bowl. So, you know, there's so much. It is 2 years. That's the big thing. That will give teams pause. And we can't for sure say if he's going to be good enough. There was a time when he was good enough to get a shot, at least to be a backup. Now, I think probably based on if you take where he was in 2016, extrapolate it to now, realize he hasn't been injured, there's a good plausible case that he could be the second or third guy on someone's bench.
Okay, I know we'll all be watching that. Thinking about the larger NFL landscape, New England's Tom Brady is the quarterback most fans know, but you say this season there are other quarterbacks we should be really paying attention to. Tell us about Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens, and then my main man, I'm a huge Seahawks fan, Russell Wilson.
Okay, so these guys, I think if there was a vote for MVP, they'd be 1 and 2, and I don't know exactly in which order. 2 weeks ago, there were 2 undefeated teams in the NFL. The New England Patriots were 1, but they lost to Lamar Jackson and the Ravens in a nationally televised game. And then leaving 1 team in undefeated team, San Francisco 49ers, and they lost in overtime to Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks in an overtime game. In terms of passing, Russell Wilson, he's athletic. He's a good runner, but he uses his feet to avoid a sack and usually pass the ball, though he has over 300 yards in rushing. Lamar Jackson, on the other hand, can throw the ball, but he is, in terms of rushing statistics, if he were a running back, he'd be just outside the top 10 in the NFL. So he's like a great running back who's also a quarterback and a fantastic weapon. And he's sort of putting the NFL on its head because so many scouts said, oh, this is a guy who shouldn't be quarterback. They say that a lot about athletic black quarterbacks. This is a guy who maybe should be a wide receiver. He's on his way to being either number 1 or 2 in the MVP voting.
All right. Well, lots to watch. Mike Pesca is here and now sports analyst. He's host of the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, as always, thank you.
You're welcome.